Welcome back to our Success in a Year program as we enter month number 7. You're past the halfway point now, into the second half. And we're going to be talking this month about asking for things. Your ability to ask for what you want out of a needed situation or when you need help. This ability is sometimes the smallest little difference, little shift you can make in your life that can take you from frustration and failure to success and happiness. And it's usually ourselves that hold our own personality back in the situation. If you are unable to ask for help, if you're too prideful or too nervous, or just haven't got good at the art of asking, now is your time to change that. Because the most successful people in the world have literally learned the art of asking, and they often get help beyond what the average person gets because they ask for it. So, I mean, let's talk about this for a second, because you're probably thinking this anyways. There is great value in being able to stand on your own two feet, and in being able to be self-sufficient, doing things for yourself without needing anybody else to help you, so to speak. Having said that, I think we all agree that this is a powerful and important characteristic. But having said that, there is nothing wrong with asking for help when you need it, especially when you know that there's somebody out there that has access to somebody or has access to a certain skill or talent or a resource that you simply don't have access to right now, and they could elevate you from one level to the next simply by you asking them. Now, that's a powerful concept because that takes nothing away from your ability to be self-sufficient or to be self-reliant. When you ask somebody that has an advantage or has access to something you don't, you're simply taking advantage of an opportunity. It's still self-sufficiency. You're still the one creating the opportunity by asking. Seeing somebody that has the ability to fast track you to a result you're trying to get to and not taking advantage of that because of your inability to ask is actually playing really stupid. It's playing dumb. It's actually going to delay your success and probably cause you more frustration than you need. So it's a very fine line, but you want to make sure that you don't confuse or blur the lines between self-sufficiency and the ability to ask for help. And the other problem here is that people are often too stubborn or prideful or just nervous to ask for the things that they want. Have you ever been in a situation where you want to ask for something and your fear of what might happen, of the rejection that might come, is the only reason why you didn't proceed with it? I'm sure you've done it before. I know I have. The most classic and common example is you wanting to ask somebody of the opposite sex out for a date and you just don't do it. You can't build up the courage to do it because your mind tells you, oh man, what would happen if they say no? Well, nothing's going to happen if they say no other than the fact that you still don't have anybody to go to dinner with or go on a date with. You didn't have anybody before. You still don't have anyone. You didn't get any worse. All that happened was you asked for something and you got an answer. And so that's the thing, is we need to understand what asking is really all about and be able and willing to do it. So if you deserve a raise, ask for it. If you need a letter of recommendations for somebody, ask for it. If you need advice or a helping hand, ask for it, and ask with the expectation that you are going to receive a favorable answer. And when you ask meekly or nervously, expecting almost where your body language is telling the other person that you expect a negative reply, then you're creating the environment for that to happen. Whereas if you ask with confidence, if you ask them as though you expect them to give you a favorable answer, do this exercise in your head. Picture yourself approaching the situation from one shoe or the other. How do you see the result panning out? You know exactly what the answer is going to be. So this month we have 4 different specific exercises or action steps that we're going to be recommending. First, I want you to take some time to really think about 5 times where you were afraid to ask for something. This involves some personal reflection and it might be a little bit painful to go back in time and think of those situations where all you had to do was ask, and a whole different world could have opened up for you, but you sat behind your fears, you didn't do anything, and what did that cost you? Really think on that and dwell about that. Next, you're going to move into action and ask 3 people close to you to do something. Ask for help with something. Now, this step should actually not be all that difficult because you're approaching people that you're already close with. But if you're the prideful person, maybe, that you're a little bit stubborn in your life, then this might be a little bit out of your comfort zone because you're not used to asking for help. So this is going to be a little bit of a comfort zone buster, but it's also going to elevate you into this mode of being the kind of person, having a self-identity of an asker, of somebody who's not afraid to ask for help. Then we get to a section that's a little bit harder, and this is asking 3 strangers for something. So these are people you don't know. First, you have to overcome the fear of approaching somebody you don't know. Then you have to overcome the fear of asking. So this is a pretty big action step for a lot of people. So you might want to start small by just asking somebody for the time. And that's not all that difficult of a thing to do because you've probably already done that in a social situation. But directly and deliberately do this again to get yourself in the habit, and then move into something a little bit more difficult. Approach a stranger and ask for something a little bit more impactful. And then finally, ask somebody to do something for you and where you're not sure you're going to get an answer to. So this is a great one, is people that go door-to-door selling. You don't know if somebody's going to kick you out, if they're going to be friendly, if they're going to yell at you. Think of yourself as a door-to-door salesman, but apply it to your own life. What's something that you could use a hand with right now? Maybe it's approaching a neighbor and asking to help getting a house project completed because you just can't do this on your own, or you need something heavy lifted and you know it's a real burden to them and they may not be able to do it, but hey, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to ask. If you really take this month serious, month number 7 can transform your entire life. You can start becoming more aware of opportunity and grasping opportunity because now you're going to ask for it. You're going to announce that you need help, and somebody will likely come to the rescue because the way in which you're asking. So make it a practice this month and see how it changes not only the rest of this year, but the rest of your life moving forward.